And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, October the 13th, 2018. It is Season 12, Episode 37. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And Matt will be here with us eventually, I think. He's still at work. They haven't let him go yet. He's waiting to be released. But he should be here soon. And hopefully he will be, because I want him to tell us about what went on last night at Equality Comics. So, talk about that in just a minute. If you want to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228, 272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You can also find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We're streaming right now. Go to twitch.tv and type in ingamechat, I-N-G-A-M-E-chat. And you will be able to find us. You can do the same thing and just put a .net at the end of it if you go to your browser, and you'll find our website where you can find the links to every single thing that I just mentioned and more. We've got a chat room there at the stream, so you can chat with everybody else in the chat room. A lot of chatting. Also, let me do this real quick before I forget, like I've been forgetting the past couple of weeks. Let me do this real fast. Just, you know, hey. And then we're done. So,
we got to keep a running tab of the things we forget every week.
Ah, man.
But we forget, let's see, we forgot our names.
You know, if we kept a running tab, I probably wouldn't forget them because I'd have a list of the things that I'm supposed to do every week.
See, we forgot our names last week, right?
No, it was the date. I had the date wrong last week.
Okay.
I said it was the 12th when it was actually the 6th.
Yeah.
But that was because I was thinking about the anniversary sale going on at Quality Comics, which, you know, that's they make us legit now. Quality Comics over on the Eastern Boulevard, 500 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. Brent, Jason, Lee, all the guys over there. It is the South's largest vintage comic dealer, and you can find them at qualitycomicswithanx.com. Or go on to their Facebook page. You're going to see a lot of pictures from last night's big anniversary sale. Go to Facebook and then find Montgomery Quality Comics with an X. And you can see everything there. I saw lots of pictures from the Rickmobile. And Matt was there. When he gets in, he'll give us a full rundown. I was a little under the weather on going there. I was just, it was not a good time. So, but I hadn't missed it. But Matt was there. I don't know if he went in costume. I don't think he did, but we'll find out. He'll be in here with us eventually to tell us about that. Also, we're going to get a call today from Kurt. Kurt's a friend of mine. He's from, well, you know, does he even live there anymore? He used to live in Wisconsin, but I don't know if he lives there anymore. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I've known him for 10, 15 years now. I don't know. Long, long time. And he was a friend on COG and everything. Mm-hmm. Colony of Gamers, and Evil Avatar way back when. So I've known him for a very long time.
Y'all have similar gaming interests?
Well, it's not necessarily gaming interests that we have, but he got accepted into the, what is it called? He'll tell us what it is. Anyway, Google has this thing where you can play video games through their browser, and they're trying to, right now it's in like a beta or an experimentation mode, and you can play Assassin's Creed Odyssey through a Chrome browser. So if you get accepted into this thing, they'll give you a copy of the game to play through the browser. They don't really give you a copy of the game, but only to obviously access through the Chrome browser, and you've got until like January to put some time in with it. As of Thursday? Wednesday, maybe. Wednesday or Thursday, I got into it. Okay. I got accepted into it as well. Have I done anything with it? Absolutely not, because I completely forgot that I had gotten into the thing. Well, you know, I found it at night. You know, I was checking email at night. It's like, hey, you're accepted. I was like, okay, this is great, but I'm about to head to bed. I'll just look at this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And phoom, gone.
Yeah.
I think I replied. Colony of Gamers has a subreddit. Cog on Reddit is the name of it. And he had posted that he got into there, and you know, I hit him up. I was like, oh, man, call in, be on the show, that sort of thing. I'd love to hear your impression. So he's put in more time with it. And even if I had played with it, he's had way more time to evaluate it than I would have.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got to remember that I have the thing so that I can get in there and play it and spend some time with it. Hmm. Number one, get to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey for free. Yeah. And number two, get to try out this whole thing streaming through Chrome deal that Google's got going on. So he'll be calling us sometime during the show. I don't know if we accepted on 4:30 or 5:30 on the accepted time of calling. I can check that very, very fast, though.
We'll just say later.
4:30. You know what? I need to get in touch with him. I totally forgot to do this. Got to give him the number and everything. Man.
I'll just chalk it up to something else we forgot.
Of course. Of course. That is just, that's how I roll, folks.
How many years? We've been forgetting stuff how many years?
I'm sending him the number now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the number for today. Completely slipped my mind that I had not sent you the number. Somebody's calling. Let's go ahead and just take the phone call. Why not? We don't have a call screener because Matt's not here, so we're just going to put you on the air. Hey, who's this? You're on in-game chat.
It's me. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. I went by Quality Comics today after me and my dad went and saw Venom, so we went by the store and said hi to him and talked to the local gamer there, and we had a good little conversation and had some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You went there today, or you went there last night?
No, today.
You went there today? Oh, today. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we had some business to do in Montgomery and all, and I've been wanting to go see Venom, which I saw that about 11:30 this morning and all, but talking about anybody, you know, the role-playing game fans that are thinking about Dragon Quest XI, well, I'm pretty far into the story. I haven't beaten it yet, but I'm getting there, and there's more stuff to do, and I haven't been going around doing everything, you know, nitpicking, you know, a lot of other errands to do with this and that and leveling up. And mm-hmm. So far, I've already got over 108 hours into it already, and there's probably another 20, 30 hours more left, just main storyline and stuff afterwards, after you beat the game. So it's an hour sucker for everybody that likes those role-playing games and likes that series.
Mm-hmm. So Dragon Quest XI?
Yeah, Dragon Quest XI.
Okay, goodness. Mm. That's the thing about those RPGs. They do take a lot. They do give you a lot of things to do in those things.
Yeah, and this one's right up there with all the other good ones or you know, the bad ones, you know, that take forever and it suck your hours away. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a black hole.
Yeah. I know about those, let me tell you.
That's the worst, though. I have been in still all that time, and then the payoff is just wasn't worth all the
right,
time
really?
You put in.
You look back and you're like, hey, you just spent all that time. What was your result? And then you're like, oh.
Disappointment.
I don't necessarily know that it's disappointment because obviously you were doing it at the time, you know, mm-hmm. you were doing, and if it was disappointing, you'd have stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But after you got done, you look back and you're like, wow, I only made that much progress.
Well, no, I'm talking about the disappointment that comes at the very end. You didn't see the disappointment coming until you got to the end. The story is just, the story writing is just.
Oh, the story. Yeah, okay. And that's different story there. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can enjoy a game, but the story could be so lackluster or so little effort that
to
the end, you just. This is what I put 100 plus hours in for? Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, yeah.
Yeah. It's the type of thing that makes you not want to play that title again. But you haven't had that experience with any Dragon Quest game, have you, Chris?
No, I've liked the series since it came out on Nintendo, and, you know, other people's complaining about the soundtrack being in MIDI and everything, and I'm thinking, who cares? I mean, if you're a fan of the series, you know, if you especially like 8 on PlayStation 2, it's more of the same with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, yeah, it has some quirks to it that people complain about, but it's not a problem to me. I'm enjoying my time, and the storyline is great. Has a lot of good references and funny themes and stuff in it. And then, yeah, I'm having a blast with it. So, yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Like
the people out there enjoy it. You know, if they like it, great, get it. You know, if you don't like those type of games, rent it or try it out or watch stuff on YouTube on it for people playing it, you know.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is that we got to the point where instead of try before you buy, you just, like, watch YouTube.
Yeah, there's
always some let's play of it or something.
There is, and that's a good way to get an idea, but obviously until it's in your hands and you're playing it, you really don't know. But I can look at certain games. Well, I mean, I know certain genres, but even if I was curious about a genre, even if I was curious about maybe my feelings have changed, let me go watch somebody play Fallout or, you know, whatever the case. I can sit there and watch it, and honestly, especially in an RPG, in a game like Fallout, where you've got to make decisions in conversation and choices, you're not there making the same choices that that player is making. So it's not going to necessarily be that. But I know that that typical genre is not one that's going to be sort of for me. Fallout 76, I don't know. There have been streamers? I think there's been streamers for Fallout 76.
Well, I can have a report on that coming at the end of the month. That's when the beta starts, and I've got that big collector's edition that I reserved, so I've got access to the beta. So even when Matt comes in, you know, if he's listening, you know, if he's interested and if he wants to come check it out or get his hands on it and play it, you know, I'll have access to the beta at the end of the month.
All right. I'm curious about that. Leonard stopped by to pick up a prize here that he'd won, and he was talking about Fallout 76 and that he had been watching some streamers on it. And I told him that you know, Matt's not keen on it, and if anybody in our group would be, it probably would be Matt, but I'm obviously not, and you know, we'll see if that changes. I can easily be swayed by the zeitgeist of massive amount of people talking about a game. However, my attention is going to be focused on a couple of things, obviously Destiny being one, but Red Dead Redemption coming up at the end of the month. When Black Friday, when Black Friday hits, that'll probably be when I pick up Odyssey for Assassin's Creed, and so I mean I'll be set. I don't need no Fallout 76 getting in my way. So, but
yeah,
that's just me. That's just me though.
Yeah. I want to jump into Red Dead as well, so that'll be another issue, and then other games that I've bought here and there, and too, they haven't even have it opened up God of War yet.
Hey man, that's not a bad game at all, dude. You should when you get to that, you're going to enjoy it. I'm not even finished with it, but I need to, but you're really going to enjoy it when you get to it.
One of those things, you got too many and not enough time, right?
I could have held off on God of War if I didn't want the stupid tchotchke that comes with it. And it turns out this week I could have still held off on that because I saw the one that I paid whatever for down to like, I don't know, it was at least, it wasn't close to.
Baby.
What?
Hey. Oh, huh. We're riding in the car. My driver here, my father's talking to somebody. We just saw on the side of the road.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that may come up, but. Okay.
I was thinking about that with God of War. Like, God of War is a title I haven't played yet either.
Yeah.
But it's one of the things where, you know, you get a title when it first comes out, and then you don't play it for like months and months.
Well,
and you could have waited.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I did play it, but I really, you know, I was worried about missing out on that that statue that comes with it, which is a beautiful statue too, by the way. And so I never know how rare special editions are going to be, and I say that after having bought the first Destiny game in their Ghost Edition, that you cannot find. They didn't make anymore, you know. When those sold out on Amazon, they did not come back in stock. And so I look at things like that, and I think there's a few others that have done that where it's like, okay, if I really want this, I don't want to miss out on it, so go ahead and get it now. That's the reason I have the Spider-Man thing, but I think Spider-Man will be a situation where that'll be down in price even with the statue edition.
Most likely.
Yeah.
That Destiny one you bought, did you buy two and keep one sealed and open the other?
No, I bought one.
Only one?
And kept it sealed.
Okay.
And then I bought the regular game afterwards.
Okay.
So that because otherwise I would have to open it up and play the game that's inside it. But no, it is still sealed. It is still, the wrapping has not been taken off of that of that product. So
okay, keep up with that one.
That's one of those things. It's one of those weird things. I don't do that a lot. And honestly, I hadn't planned on doing that. But when I saw this thing not available anymore and not come back in stock and not show up anywhere else afterwards, I was like, okay.
Those collectability senses started firing
off. I'm in a
off,
situation where this is just going to have to stay packaged. Go out and buy another. Go out and double dip.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, Chris, we appreciate you calling, man.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Take you too, man. Yeah, so, I mean, God of War, like I said, that was down in price just recently. I don't know, I was following the Wario guy, and it showed a sale for that. I don't think it was half off, but it was cheaper than what I paid.
Yeah, 33%, third off, something like that, 25% off, something like that.
I could find it.
Another one like that that I haven't played, I know everyone was raving about, but I haven't played yet, and I could get it for like $20, I think. It's like a Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah,
the full version
you can get for like $20.
It's like $20, and that's something I haven't played, so that's something I could pick up. Because I haven't heard much negative about it.
No. That'd be fantastic for you to get, because, again, always cheaper. And you know what? We're not there doing our holiday buying guide thing yet. We don't ever do any of those, but... Again, you're in the month leading up to November, which is a big sale month, which is a big Black Friday month. So, I mean, if you're looking at Horizon Zero Dawn, the full whatever edition.
Full everything with the DLC and everything, yeah.
Exactly. You hold out until Black Friday. It's going to be probably around 20 to 15, maybe.
Yeah.
And you're gonna come away pretty good with that. God of War, if you're not looking for the massive bundle thing and you just want the game, it's going to be down in price. Red Dead, we talked about this last week, but Red Dead we don't see dropping at all. Assassin's Creed Odyssey will drop. Black Ops, yeah, you might. It came out Friday, the new COD. It came out Friday. It's got some time to kind of sit and stew and maybe earn a bit of a discount. You might see that coming up for Black Friday. Another one that I want to pick up that will be most likely reduced in price is Detroit.
That's one I should have waited on.
Right.
Yeah. Because I bought that close to launch and haven't started playing it yet.
I had planned to eventually pick... I didn't know I'd be this long in picking it up, but I'd planned to eventually pick it up. I was out of town the weekend it launched.
Right.
And I just thought, yeah, you know, I'll get it when I get back, and I've got other things I can do and that sort of thing. And but the more I waited, the more I realized, yeah, this thing's going to go down in price. I can hold off.
Yeah. Resident Evil 7, the gold edition, should be dropping in price.
I got that on a I got that on a price error.
Price error.
Yeah, the digital version though.
Is it full of gold?
Gold version.
Gold
for like $27.
Wow! And when was this?
This was a while back.
A few months ago.
Oh, not even a few months ago. This was earlier in the year.
Oh, early year. Okay.
I mean, it was. I can tell you because I bought it off of Amazon, I think. Let me look.
Okay. Price error.
This is fun.
Some price drops. Yeah. Yeah, in my case, Horizon Zero Dawn, Resident Evil 7, all that should be low in price. Like you said, wait till Black Friday, see if something else, see if the price drops a little more.
And after wow. The gold edition right now is $30.
On console? PS4? Yeah, $30.
Yeah, it's $30 right now for the gold edition.
Well, it might drop a little more at Black Friday. And if it doesn't, it's not like the price is going to go up. So,
I'm waiting for its loading details for other things. I want to say, let me go back to my orders. Search all orders. Resident Evil. Okay, do that.
Trying to think of some other titles I should have waited on, like other than Nier.
Oh,
Automata.
Wow. I picked it up December 14th.
Well, that was a pricing error for 27.
I can tell you what it is here in just a second. Let me put that call on hold real quick. I can tell you what that was. Does it give me order details? Order details. There it is. I bought it for $20.
Wow.
$21.59 after tax for a price error.
And that was in December.
That was in December. Have I played it? No.
Nope.
It's just, I'm horrible at that, man.
Yeah, same
I'm
here,
horrible.
Man. Same here. Buy a game, let it sit, By the time you play it, the price is like $15.
By the time I play it, it's the okay, Kurt's on the line here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kurt, we're going to take a break and come back to you, so just hang on the line if you could. But yeah, we're coming up on a break here. I'm still looking through the, let's see. There is a, there's a flash sale on the PlayStation Store going on right now, by the way.
I missed that. Oh, man, I don't know why.
Well, no, it's still going on.
No, man, I missed the opening of it, and I recall the, I know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on PS3.
There's a Splinter Cell sale going on Steam. That's a little tough to say sometimes. Splinter Cell sale going on
Steam. There's a sale on Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. God of War Collector's Edition. It's $109.
How many games we got in there?
How many games? Oh, it's the Statue Edition that I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's the big Statue Edition, and I think retail, that was like $150. Mm-hmm. So, you know, $50 off on that. Not bad at all. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we will talk to Kurt about, and he'll tell me what this thing is called again. It's Project something, and I can't remember what it's called, but Google's doing their thing, allowing you to play a game through their Chrome browser. And we're not talking about just any old game or just any kind of like some kind of flash game or something like that. We're talking about legit games through your browser. Currently, they're testing it out with Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which just came out earlier this month. And Kurt has had it for a good while, at least a week now. And he's going to tell us how it's working out with him and how it's going and just, you know, more about it as well. So he's on the line. We're going to get to him when we come back. Going into the music, I was able to get new songs for Halloween.
Okay.
There's really no theme other than it's all Halloween related to make them all Halloween related and then find a common thread that isn't Halloween related was really tough. So I didn't do that. Not going to get that this month because it's a little tough coming up with scary music from games. I'll tell you a couple of things about it. Number one, a lot of scary games don't have music. They let the atmosphere do the talking, or the atmosphere be the music.
Eerie sounds and whatnot.
Yeah, or it's just real low level, you know, just low level noise type of stuff that's just very subtle and just nothing that is.
Or the occasional twinge during a jump scare or something.
Right. I found one game in here that had. I mean, there's a couple of. Yeah, you'll find out when we go through them. Mm-hmm. This one comes from the Resident Evil 2 remake. So it said on YouTube when I found it. If this is just somebody putting this together, that's very possible because the Resident Evil 2 remake I don't think is out yet, right?
No, it's going to be a minute before that comes out.
Yeah. So, but what they have is the music from the save room, the typewriter when you're doing the save room and stuff. So this is apparently what that is.
When things it's probably are calm.
Yeah, it's probably pulled from demo play or something. I don't know. I can't really trust the validity of it. I have no idea if it is, but that's what it says it is, so that's what we're going to go with. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat, and Kurt's on the phone with us coming up next. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music there from a game called Scratches. I'm not sure if it's Scratches, The House in Dust, or if the name of this track is called The House in Dust, but this is called Scratches. Or maybe it's the track. Maybe it's called The House in Dust and this scratch is called Trackers. I don't know.
Not because hard does not come to mind hearing this.
Right?
This is like dramatic.
It is. Very dramatic. You'll find a lot of that. Like the only piece of music, some of the only types of music you'll find in horror games is stuff like this. Which is usually towards the end when somebody's died off or when the sun's rising because they survived everything. Mm-hmm. It's all very different. There's another track that we've got for today that's chase music. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit more like, just a little more energetic.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I find a lot of these.
Yeah.
So, good music. And I tell you, the YouTube comments on a lot of these were like, this was the best game I ever played. More people need to play this. I haven't heard of Scratches, but now I'm kind of interested in it.
Yeah.
There's another one called Unforgiving. And also another one called The Lost Crown that we'll get to. And high marks as far as just regular people commenting that these were great games. I don't know their style of play or anything like that to know if that's the case. But anyway, welcome back to the show, everyone. Music there brought to you by our friends at Quality Comics. Quality Comics, they've got a store on eBay where you can check out a lot of their stuff. But they've also got a store here in town at 500 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. You can call them at 272-1787. You can also call them out of town, 1-800-548-3314. They're the South's largest vintage comic dealer. Check out QualityComicsWithAnX.com, and you can see some of their vintage comics that they have. We're talking in the $1,000 range on some of the prices here for some really, really good titles. You can check out their Facebook page as well. Montgomery Quality Comics. Remember, that's comics with an X. COMIX. Right now, let's go to the phone and talk to Kurt. Hey, Kurt, you're on In-Game Chat. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
I am doing all right. Good to see you, or good to hear from you again. I know we haven't talked since PAX, I believe. Sat down and had a session of Drop Mix and... while somebody else was having it, what were they playing behind us? Something like Werewolf or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I believe that was what it was. It was definitely one of the more interesting games I've ever seen.
Right, yeah. You got in, both of us actually got into it, but you put more time into it. What is the name of this thing? Project Chrome or Project, what is it called?
It's Google Project Stream. So it's Google's attempt at what PlayStation's already doing in PlayStation now. So cloud gaming, as it were.
Right. And you can play the game, currently they only have the one game, which is Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but you can play that through your Chrome browser, is that correct?
Yeah, and I think that's probably the most interesting part of this, is that it kind of opens up the world of what you can play on. So it turns pretty much any computer that can run a Chrome browser, be it a Mac, a Linux box, a Windows box, or even a Chromebook, into a gaming machine suddenly.
Yeah. Now, I've got Chrome open on my MacBook right here, but I haven't gone through the necessary steps that I have to go through, which is sign into your Uplay account, which is something I haven't done in a very long time. so I've got to do that and then, like, link everything and get it all coordinated or whatever. So I haven't done any of that yet, but you have, and you have been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey through your Chrome browser. Now, were you interested in the game at all before it released?
So I've played through many of the Assassin's Creed series at this point. I admittedly did not get to Origins. Being a dad of two that are very active children doesn't afford you very much time to pick and choose as to what you get to play and when you get to play it. But the opportunity to play this one, frankly, for free was too enticing to pass up. So, I was fortunate to get in on October 5th. And got into the beta very early on, and so far I'm coming away extremely impressed with it.
Really? Outside of the benefits that you're playing a game through your browser so it doesn't matter, I guess it doesn't matter what kind of gear you've got inside your computer then, does it?
No, so, you know, my experience with it so far, it's advertised as 1080p at 60 frames per second, and I say it's advertised that way because that's not the true experience that you get out of it. I'm reaching 1080p at 30 frames per second right now, and I don't know if that's something with my connection to one of Google's cloud farms. I don't know if that's something with their limiting some of the bandwidth today, but it's not the experience I've had so far. But that said, you know, 1080p at 30 frames per second is pretty much what you're going to get on a standard PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One, or an Xbox One S for that matter. And so, I mean, graphically, it's still phenomenal for what you're getting, and realizing that you're streaming this rather than playing it live on a console, and almost no load time is downright amazing.
Absolutely no load time on the, okay. By the way, RJ, he's going to be at the back door. You can let him in down there. Matt just got here, so... anyway, so there's no, wait a second. Did you say no load time?
It's we're not going to say no. There's very low for load time. So it's no different than say having, M.2 flash as to where your game is installed. It's just fast loading.
Okay. I gotcha. How's the lag, input lag?
You know, I haven't really noticed it, and I've played it both on keyboard and on my with an Xbox One Bluetooth controller. So the regular, the modern Xbox One controller that actually has both Bluetooth and the Xbox streaming protocol. And I'll be honest, I can't tell the difference between playing it live on a console and playing it over the stream. It really is quite an amazing tech.
What are you playing it on your desktop machine?
I played it on a few machines so far. So okay. I've played it on my main desktop, which is a standard pair of monitors at 1080p.
Right.
And then I have a Lenovo Yoga laptop that's totally wireless, and I've played on that, and that's a 4K screen, and it upconverts properly, and it looks still damn good, and it's all over Wi-Fi, and it still plays very, very well.
Wow. And any other machines you've played it on?
I have tried it on a Mac, so like a MacBook Air, and okay. That worked just fine. I have not tried yet on a Chromebook. I don't have my hands on a Chromebook
right,
to try with
yeah.
today. But as soon as I get my hands on one, I definitely want to try it out.
I don't think you'll see much of a difference there. I think you'll find the same performance really among them all. That's exactly what I think they're trying to do with the Project Stream, is to be like, you know, just play through your browser wherever you are, log into your Chrome, and you can play on any machine. Essentially, so I'm kind of interested in how that plays out. I've got a MacBook Pro from 2009, and once I get it all set up and done, I really want to launch into it on this 2009 MacBook Pro and see how that fares for me. I'm not expecting good things because this is old and I really haven't done much to it. I mainly use this MacBook Pro for just work stuff, and not much at all. So I'm curious to see how it will go. So how many hours have you put into it?
I've probably put about 10 hours into it so far. Like I said, you know, being a dad with pretty active kids, and also going to school, it limits how much time you get to game. But I've put in a fair amount of time, and I must say that A, the game is pretty fun, but B, that again, that technology is just stellar, and if this is the sign of where gaming is headed, I'm actually okay with this. It's one of those tricks where you have to understand that people understand, hey, there's a certain amount of bandwidth you have to have. There's a certain amount of that you need to have a computer that's always connected, and the cloud needs to be up, frankly.
What's the bandwidth you're talking here?
So my bandwidth, so here's the funny thing about the Google setup process. When you launch the browser and you launch Project Stream, the way that it works is it goes through a setup process in Chrome where it actually checks checks settings real quick on your machine to let you know, hey, how are things going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Once that's done, it launches the game in the browser, and then the browser full screens automatically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting how the launch process goes. And it lets you know right away, hey, the bandwidth is good enough. Now, what's interesting about it is I know... I've got 400 down, 20 up, so it's not a slouch for internet here in the Madison area.
God, and really not. 20 up is so nice.
I wish I could get the gigabit, but they the company that does that around here decided not to put it into my neighborhood, but the rest of my city. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, see, I've got. I mean, here at work, we're good. Like, we've got 100 down, 100 up. And so, I mean, we're fine. But at home, I think I've got like 100 down and 5 up. It's not the best on my uploading type thing. So
yeah. And so with that bandwidth, that 400 down, 20 up, what's interesting is I will get messages in the game saying that there are bandwidth or congestion issues, and it'll leave a little box in the lower right-hand corner of your screen letting you know, hey, there's a streaming issue here. Hold escape, and it'll show you a browser window as to what might be going on. Now, I will say that browser window is pretty much useless and didn't really tell me a whole heck of a lot about what was going on at the time. Right. But along with that, I didn't notice any slowdown in the game. I didn't notice any slowdown. I didn't notice any input lag that came from it. It all ran just fine. So yeah. I don't know if that's just a bug in the beta or if it's some sort of limiting that Google's doing early on as they're testing this out. But it's working fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really curious about it. I'm looking forward to setting that up at the house and seeing how that goes. From what I was reading after I got accepted, from what I was reading is that we've got this until January the 15th. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, and then after that date, you just lose access to the game. So my hope is to beat it before then.
Hey, Kurt, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, RJ?
Oh, that's Matt.
Yeah. All right, Matt came in.
Matt,
now.
I don't know.
And I'm
I don't
Matt.
Have cameras here. So I'm cheating here.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
So you said you're 10 hours in. Roughly, where are you? Are you still on Catalonia?
Did you go out and buy the game, Matt?
I have the game.
How do you have the game? Did you go out and buy the game?
Early birthday present.
You're fine if you did. It's okay.
Early birthday present.
I'm not chastising you for buying the game. Yes. Well, we talked about this. He's like, hey, I got some money for my birthday. I'm going to go out and get Assassin's Creed. And I said, hey, you should hold off because that price is going to drop come Black Friday. It always does. Assassin's Creed always comes out in the fall, and it always gets reduced
for
Black Friday.
Kevin's been busy the past week or so, so I haven't been able to elite Dangerous. And I'm like, you know what? I really want to play it. So I have some birthday money, so yeah, I got it.
Okay, that's fine. You're fine with that. You're welcome to spend your money any way you want.
Yeah.
I'm just holding off until I'll pick it up for Black Friday at a reduced price.
Are you still on the first island?
Yeah, I am. I'm obsessive about how I play Assassin's Creed games.
I think a lot of us are
100% those. So I
every
I am
question mark you
got to
visit.
That is correct.
Every side quest you got to do before you progress on, right?
That is correct. I just can't. I'm not OCD with any other game other than Assassin's Creed. It's
this
the only game I do that with.
Will drive you maybe a little batty because of the bounty boards. Have you heard of those?
Not as of yet. Well, you learn about your first bounty when you do your first assassination steps, I believe.
Well, the different towns have that you could go to, because I just gotten past the first island where I got my boat. So it's not that far. If you're 10 hours in, it's probably not that far from where you're at. I'm like only level... I just hit 10, actually, level 10. But the different major cities or whatever, and even on your ship, they have a bounty board where you could, you know, choose bounties to do, like little like extra side missions for money, material, and whatnot. And those change daily. So you'll have like daily, daily quests
as well as side quests within
the game itself of just like the random side quests that you go to about like, you know, help out this person or hey, the girl's talking to you, she wants to, you know, but whatever. So, but then you'll also have. I was noticing that because I'm the same way where I have to completely clear an area out before I really progress on, and like with Origin. You know, they had the different areas sort of like, you know, you need to be this level, you know, between this level range. Once I get into that area and I like do the synchronization, I would do all the stuff in that area. And then I'd get to the next area, synchronize, do all the stuff. So I'm OCD about it too.
I enjoy this kind of game. It's funny because I'm also starting Forza Horizon 4 right now, and that's also doing the same thing to me, where I need to go complete every race, and I need to win them.
Yes.
So living those
not
open
just
world
win,
games
I need to be first.
yeah, every single time. So if these two games kind of are going to be my long-term games for a little while here.
Did you play Origin?
I did not. As I was telling Scott a little bit earlier, I didn't have a chance to this time around because I'm busy with two kids.
So. Yeah, that's the interesting thing here is that you're playing the Origin kind of changed the dynamic of
completely.
Assassin's Creed,
yes.
Massively, and now you're playing. You know, the
built upon that.
Yeah, you're playing the sequel to that, which is what they looked at and said, let's see what works and what doesn't work from what we did on that and improve it even more. So
yes.
You're playing you're playing version 2 of Origins.
Oh, yes.
And discovering this whole new dynamic of how Assassin's Creed is now evolved.
Yeah.
From what
it
used to be.
And I think that's Ubi's strength, though, too. I mean, mm-hmm. look at their games in general. They iterate on their own games constantly with it. What they learn from one game, they apply to another in a totally different series and do something different with it. That's the culmination being something like The Division and The Division 2.
Yeah, and Rainbow Six is doing fantastic for what they've got there. Far Cry is
Ghost
doing
Recon.
Ghost Recon with the open world stuff and just keep adding on to it, yep. They've been doing a lot of that. I think, yeah. So you're playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. You've got it till the 15th. You're playing it only through your browser. What are you playing it on, Matt?
PS4.
Okay, you got the console version.
Yeah. If you enjoy the gameplay of Odyssey and everything, and the collecting of the weapons and the gear and all that stuff, with Origin hopefully being on a sale for Black Friday, it'd be something to think about if it's a price cut deep enough. I did 100% in Origin. It's the only game so far I've platinumed on the PlayStation. Yeah, 4.
You can do Spider-Man?
Or
you
no, I haven't platinumed that.
Spider-Man apparently is the most platinumed title.
Really?
On PS4, yeah.
Huh.
It has the most players who have gotten platinum on that game.
Okay.
Pretty much everything in there is pretty doable. It's not like a Herculean task on some of these things. So, yeah, everything's pretty easy to do to get the... to get the trophies in there too, in order to get platinum. I mean, in my experience, from looking at what I've seen on there.
Yeah. Mott, are you, or Mott, Kurt?
Someone?
Person on the other line?
That's one of those weird things when you friend people on message boards for a very long time, you end up calling them that name. Kurt.
Okay. I just put two and two together.
Yeah.
It's only been 10, 12 years. Come on now.
Exactly.
Honestly, in my defense, I came in late. I just got done with work. So I just got into the studio.
Kurt, are you not getting on the Red Dead bandwagon there at the end of the month?
Do it.
I find it very hard to spend full price these days on games. And I find it very hard to spend full price on games these days just because time is such a crunch. Real life, you know what I mean, is difficult to contend with, and so my gaming time is so limited. I have to really pick and choose. So I'm sure give me 3-6 months from now when the price drops to $15-$20, I'm sure I'll jump right in.
Not for this one.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, Kurt. How
this
we were
one
talking
won't.
About some games we bought that we should have waited on. In my case, Detroit Become Human, Nier Automata, and other titles as well, but by the time I started around getting to playing, I could have bought that thing for, like you said, $15-$20 by the time I actually get around to start playing the thing. So why'd I pay $60 at the start and let it sit there in the wrapper?
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it as well. I only put in the money for the tchotchkes because I ain't so sure how long they're going to be around for me to grab, and so that's when I pick them up. But if Spider-Man didn't come with all the stuff that it comes with, I could have easily held off on that and picked it up at a reduced price. When it doesn't have that multiplayer component, when it doesn't have that situation where it's like, you should be there first day because the servers are full and everybody's playing and you can be with them, everybody's on the same page and going through it, when that's not there, I can hold off. Or if I pick it up on a sale, when I pick it up on, or a price error is what I mean.
Price error is even better.
I can do that as well. So
if you're playing for the store, you can just hold off.
Yeah. So Black Friday, I'm looking at picking up Assassin's Creed Odyssey because that'll be reduced. I'll be picking up Detroit because that'll be reduced. Maybe Call of Duty might be reduced. I don't know. Activision's, they're iffy on their reduced prices for Black Friday.
Is anybody playing that for story, though?
Call of Duty? Call of Duty? Not
at all. They haven't played that thing for story since 4.
Not at all. Yeah. But like I said, it's all kind of iffy on that one. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Yeah.
But like we said last week, I don't think Red Dead's going to go down anytime soon.
Not Red Dead will not be down until the next year sometime. Yeah. I don't know exactly when, but it will not see a drop off for this holiday season at all. It'll stay where it's at. But
in my case, the one that's I will be picking up full prices Soul Calibur 6 because that comes out next week.
Oh wow!
And I'll be playing that.
So wait, you don't like to spend full price on games, but you're playing Forza 4, right?
I'm playing that, but I also cheated there in that sense. In purchasing the Game Pass from Microsoft and bought them half price. I didn't pay full price for that at all. And
Is Forza part of the Game Pass?
Well, pretty much all their new games that they're coming out with are part of Game Pass now.
That's fantastic.
How about that?
See, yeah, we talked about that. I was Game Pass for Sea of Thieves, and I let that thing expire after I played it. So it's like, Sea of Thieves.
I played like a day or two of that, and like, yeah,
we
done.
Did, and we had fun with what we played, but we realized
there was no game there.
That we realized that there could really be some good stuff here, but they haven't gotten to that yet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then I wanted to get in there with State of Decay 2, but I never did. So I haven't really looked back into it. When Crackdown comes back, I'll probably will. If Forza's in there, I might pick it up for a month just to play some Forza 4 or whatever. So, well, Kurt, we appreciate you calling in and give us your. Hey, is there any kind of I know Ubisoft likes to do their Uplay overlay type thing. Is Uplay involved when you're playing on the Project Stream?
So yeah, what happens there? Uplay does not actually engage at all from what you're used to. So the shift tab or whatever you can use to bring up the Uplay overlay does not exist in Odyssey at all. It asks you to sign in when you first open up Odyssey. So you're actually in the game, and that's where you sign in, rather than using like a separate Uplay executable.
Okay.
So it's all integrated. It's a very. It looks like it must have been built specifically for Project Stream because there's also menus missing where you'd be able to adjust the graphics and whatnot. The graphics adjustments are there for a couple of things, but you can't change resolution. You can't change any of those settings on PC.
Does anything from the community show up in game? Because I remember in Origins, people's screenshots I think would show up on the map. I believe was that in my map.
Yes.
Am I correct in that? That like people's screenshots or the screenshot of the day would show up on the map and stuff
and
like that?
And you could select it to either your screenshot, your friend's screenshot, or just a general public screenshot.
Right.
None.
Does anything like, and I don't even know if Odyssey has other ways that the community interacts with the game itself.
That's really, I think about it.
Okay. Does any of that show up on your while you're playing in the stream?
I've admittedly not noticed any of it, but I'll dig into it a little bit more and see if I actually see that now. But there's nothing that calls that out.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Like, if I open up Uplay at home, well, we've got Uplay here at the station. If I open Uplay at the home, and I'm wondering if I look at my friends list, if it shows you playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey on my friends list. I'm curious.
Ooh.
And if it gives any kind of description of playing through Project Stream or something like that.
And I have another question after that.
No, go ahead. I don't think he knows the answer.
Okay. So I know with mine on the console, through Uplay, I could get to the Uplay Club Rewards area. You know, like when you get the rewards for doing the actions and you could, you know, change in the rewards points for like in-game items. Can you do that through the browser thing?
I have not noticed that either. It very much feels like a very, stripped like I said, down? A very cut down version of the game.
Because I've got like some weapons, a horse, a ship skin, like all these different items I got from the club rewards. You know, mm-hmm. before I even like started the game. You know, because I've had some Uplay points from other stuff. That's interesting.
I'm actually launching it right now, Scott. If you have Uplay available.
Well, I have to go and like change my password or something
because
everything was all screwed up. I got a notification probably, I don't know how many months ago. Many, many months ago, a notification saying that, hey, there was an attempt to log into your account. We've reset your password. Please click here, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to be firing up. The next time I fire up Uplay to actually use it, I'll click on your email. And I haven't done that yet. So, but now I'm at a situation where I'll do that. I'll hit you up on Discord or whatever, and we'll give it a test at some point this week just to see if that's the case.
Just to let you guys know real fast, if you do have the Ubisoft Club does appear in the game, and when you click it, it actually launches a separate tab in within Chrome to bring you to the information. So it's actually completely browser based for that.
Okay. And then from there, you can look at the different rewards and challenges and daily, weekly challenges and stuff.
Yep. Okay. And you also get 1,000 Helix credits for free as well in
what?
The game.
Yep. Oh, now I'm jealous. Because they have a Pegasus that you could get.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't fly, but it doesn't take any falling damage.
Needs to fly.
It needs to.
It's got wings. It's a horse with wings. It needs to fly.
But it doesn't take falling damage. So you can just like jump it off like the tire, like off a cliff, and it won't hurt it at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kurt, thanks so much for calling in and give us your take on this. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys have a fantastic day.
All right. Take care.
Take care now.
Bye bye. Yeah. So that's Project Stream. Hopefully, I can give you my assessment, which probably won't be near as long as his next week. Just to say, yeah, pretty much what he says is exactly how it works, because I got into it earlier this week and completely forgot I got into it. It was one of those things where the email came at night, I was ready to go to bed, and I thought, ooh, I'll have to fire that up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Totally forgot it was there. Mm. So, yeah, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the show. This is the next track that we've got here, something I pulled from, I think we used it last year. I really thought that my search for scary music games would kind of peter out there for a bit, but I found this one from last year. We used it. It's an event that's coming up in Destiny this week. It'll start on Tuesday. It's called the Festival of the Lost. It's their, I'm using air quotes when I say this, it's their Halloween event in Destiny and Destiny 2. So this is the Festival of the Lost music that you hear. This is ripped directly from the game, so you're going to hear the game sound effects going on in the background or something. So, because I could not find any of this online anywhere. So, that's what we're playing. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from a game called Conarium. Conarium? C-O-N-A-R-I-U-M. Conarium.
It's like an asylum for canaries.
Right, exactly. Conarium, what it sounds like when I say it. But maybe it's Conarium. Mm. Maybe that's the way I should say it. Conarium.
Wait, how do you spell C-A-N?
C-O-N.
C-O-N?
A-R-I-U-M.
Then it would be, it wouldn't be Canar.
Could be. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I really don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced. Anyway, this is from the credits. It was the only music I could find for the game, but... Yeah. And again, when you're trying to find scary music from video games, this is a lot of what you get.
Ambient noise?
Moody very low volume.
Yep. Something to keep you on the edge of your seat. Suspenseful stuff.
Layers of Fear. That'd be a good.
I've used Layers of Fear.
Okay.
I'm trying to find stuff that I haven't used before. Unfortunately, Destiny Festival of the Lost I had already picked.
Yeah.
But everything else is stuff that I haven't used before.
I'm trying to figure out what we haven't used in the years.
It's tough because we've been doing this at least since 2016. As far as like, you know, picking scary music to do during the month of October. Every single week, 7 tracks for about 4 weeks out of the year for the past 2 years, going on 3 this one. So that's a lot of tracks from scary games. But recently I figured out how to do this was basically open up Steam, go to the horror tag.
And
see
looking.
What's listed, and then like, okay, let me see if there's music from that. Let me see if there's music from this. Let me see if there's music from this, which is a lot of what I did last night. The next one that we're going to play comes from, it's not a scary game per se, but it does have a little, a level that is fun horror themed, I guess you could say, not even horror.
Is it Veggie Tales?
It's close.
Okay.
Yeah, it's close, so.
Sneak King would be a good one. That was creepy.
I've used Sneak King music.
Oh, yeah.
Not for Halloween, but I have used Sneak... Or was it... No. It wasn't Sneak King music because there wasn't much.
No,
I tried to find Sneak King music.
I think it was the other one.
It was
the
big,
racer.
Big car bumping or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Which is what it was that I used from the Burger King games.
Yeah. Well, there's 3 of them, right?
There was Sneak King and Big Bumpin' Racing, and then there was... There was one more, and I can't remember what it was called.
Either way, they all had that creepy face on it. Every one of them. So
and they were all horrible. Yes. Music, of course, brought to you by our friends at Quality Comics, 500 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. You were there yesterday.
I was there yesterday.
Did you see the Rickmobile?
I saw the Rickmobile.
Yeah. Were you in costume? You weren't in costume.
I was in costume.
Fantastic. How did it go? How was everything?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Part of my costume broke while I was there, and that's kind of...
No!
Yeah, the...
Is it fixable?
Oh, I just had to... I'm going to pop rivet at this time.
Is it part of your costume that frequently breaks?
It's broken. It's on my left shin for the stormtrooper. There's a sort of like knee pad that's on the left shin.
Was anybody there else who was there in costume?
We had a Captain America, one of the 501st members. He decided to do Captain America instead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it was like from the Civil War Captain America, the Marvel MCU.
Okay. Mm.
But yeah, like the knee pad off my shin broke off, and so I'm like, you know, I'm going to pop rivet that on. So
yeah.
But other than that, it was a lot of fun. Dressed up as my stormtrooper, walked around, had pictures taken, saw the Rickmobile thing.
Fantastic.
They had food and drinks.
That's
and
great.
A pretty good crowd.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. Quality
fun time.
Huh?
Fun time.
Nice. Quality Comics located on the Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery, 500 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. And you can check out their store on eBay. They've also got qualitycomics.com. That is comics with an X, C-O-M-I-X, .com, where you can see a lot of those vintage comics as well. And you can find them on Facebook at Montgomery Quality Comics. I'll have to go there and see if your picture made it on the Facebook page.
Don't know.
Of you as a stormtrooper. I know I saw some people who posted with, like, here I am with the Rickmobile.
Yeah.
Just a big face. So
that would be... If you're driving down the interstate and that thing's right in front of you, that'd be kind of creepy. Like,
yeah,
especially like if you have a passenger that's asleep and you wake them up and that's the first thing they see.
First thing they see. Yeah, but it would.
Yeah. But yeah, that's some pretty nice little Rick and Morty swag going on.
So we really haven't talked about what we've played, with the exception of, I know you just talked about Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So you've been playing that.
Yes.
Well, I saw you playing Elite Dangerous.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like I said, Kevin was busy this week, and so I did a little bit around running around the universe, but not much.
For me, it was Destiny 2 and Spider-Man. In fact, for Spider-Man, I finally did my next mission.
Okay.
Which was basically, which one was it?
Wait, what was the first thing you were doing? You were doing all the towers first?
No, I did the towers and all the thug, whatever. Like, there's...
Thug crime in
street
area.
Crime?
Yeah, each one had, like, street crime, which had, like, 5.
Or did you also do the Wilson Fisk the compound? Oh, not the compound.
That at that time, it hadn't opened up to me.
Okay,
enemy base missions.
Yeah, that hadn't opened up to me until I went and did the second mission. The second mission opened up not only the base, but also the landmarks that I could take photos of.
Landmarks to take photos of, yeah.
So just today, I finished off all my landmarks, and I've got two bases left to do. And then it looks like I can finally go to Aunt May's party.
Okay.
Every time I load into the game, Barker's like, I've got to make sure I go over and see Aunt May at her party. But I never do. I just continue to do these side missions. So that seems to be what's going on with me. So yeah, Spider-Man and Destiny 2 is what I have been playing for me. RJ, what about you? What else?
I beat Spider-Man. Did I say that last week?
I think
I did it
you
by that
did.
Time?
I think you did, yeah.
That and Sniper Elite 4, finally beat that.
Oh, nice. I haven't even finished Sniper Elite 4.
Yeah.
But I was, again, what happens when I play games like that, and I'm worried that it might happen with Spider-Man, probably not, is that I get tired of the same old thing, because Sniper Elite 4 for me was ghost everything, make sure everybody is killed on the entire map. You know, it's not just get the objective, finish it, and move on to the next level. It is methodically clean the map out back and forth and go through as I make my way to the objective in there.
Slowly.
Very. Make sure you get the three eagle shots or whatever they are, the three, you know.
I didn't even, I was that way, but then eventually I was like, you know what, no.
No, I was very, very thorough in my playing of Sniper Elite 4. And I got to a point where I was like, I am so tired of doing this, I'm going to hold off for a while. And I've held off for a very long while now. But what about you, RJ? What else have you played?
For the most part, I've been playing Dead Space 3, just trying to finish some unfinished business in that.
Dead Space has a birthday today.
Really?
Dead Space is 10 years old today.
Okay.
Yeah. The original, huh?
Yeah.
The original Dead Space, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I was playing hardcore mode, unfinished business in there, trying to unlock retro mode, because I did the hardcore thing in 2.
With the finger phone. Pew, pew.
Yeah, yeah. Where Isaac actually yells out pew and bang using that thing. And it's the most powerful weapon in the game. Thing is, though, you don't have you don't see where the bullets are going. He's just like, he just says bang, and the enemies go piecemeal all over the place. Yeah,
My only problem with that is like you have to beat it in the hardcore mode after doing that.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know if I'd want to go back through it again.
Oh well, it was fun while it lasted.
I guess it'd be fun to do it with it.
Yeah, and then 3, you get the devil's horns. It's the double fingered guns on you, one on each hand probably. But yeah, but I was trying to do hardcore mode, which is basically you can save all you want, as opposed to 2, where it says you can only save 3 times.
Yeah,
and throughout the entire thing, but in 3, it's hardcore is you can save as much as you want, but if you die, that's it. That save is deleted. Yeah, it's permadeath. It's gone.
Wait, the save's deleted?
Save's gone.
Oh,
it's gone. You're done.
Oh, that's
it. So yeah,
that's
so the trick is for me is. Basically remembering everything, because the way to get through this is knowing what's coming, what type of enemy attack is coming. I mean, is it one enemy or is it a horde type coming? So having each weapon ready and available for whatever I need. So my first weapon is my plasma cutter with the Ripper attachment. Yeah. So powerful shots and having a Ripper blade in front of me to hold enemies at bay. The other one is the chain gun with the force gun.
Okay.
So if I get a horde coming at me, whenever I need to, I just pull the trigger on the bottom tool, and the force gun clears everybody out.
Yeah, blast
it,
them all
back. It doesn't hurt because the damage is really low, but it gives me space that I need to either get out of dodge or have time to reload or throw a stasis blast out there. But the reason it's going so slow for me is because, yeah, it's like it's been years since I played this. I mean, the game came out in 2013. So it's been years since I played this thing, so I'm not familiar with what happened. So I've been going very slowly, going through the 8 stages and trying to see if I can remember what happens at this point in the game. And I've got...
I remember when Dead Space 3 came out, because it was different, because the other two were in space, and this was on the ice planet.
Yeah, for the most first part's in space, and you're doing your spacewalking, things like that, but... The real meat of the game happens when you get on the Tau Volantis, you get on the planet, and that's when everything goes down. So outside of that,
I still love the Ishimura and just like that feeling of, you know, of the first game.
Yeah, it was the best one because the sense of isolation and despair and you being by yourself for the most part.
It reminded me like of a video game version of Event Horizon in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily influenced by that movie.
Okay. Never seen that one.
Oh.
Okay. But yeah, I think that was the a gripe that a lot of people had with 3. The co-op thing, mm-hmm. which is true. It does take away the suspense when you have a partner with you. Because like the isolation of being alone, that in itself ramps up the stress and the
scariness of the game. I like the darker color palette of like, you know, the empty voidness of space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're on a planet with like, you know, the white snowy, yeah, it's a different kind of feel to it, but it's mm-hmm. just it felt more like Lost Planet to me than Dead Space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one, Lost Planet. Yeah,
you know,
it's like Monster Hunter Light, wasn't it?
Kind of, yeah. In snow.
Exactly. But other than that, outside of Dead Space 3, a little bit of Street Fighter 5. Still trying to work my way up to gold level. I'm like, God, I think gold is like 4,000 league points, and I'm at a little over 3,700 right now.
Who's your main?
In Street Fighter V, my main is Nash.
Nash, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But it's going to be harder down the line because the longer I wait because everybody and their brother's playing this game now, so pretty much all the tricks and tactics everybody knows by now. But as with any fighting game, it's just coming up with a game plan and mm-hmm. adapt as needed. Adapt as necessary, and try to avoid the people who rage quit and lose all your points. Because that's happened to me a few times. I got a legitimate win, and then before the result screen comes up, you've been disconnected from your opponent. And that happens a lot. I mean, they're punishing people for doing that.
Good, they
but,
should.
But you have to do it a significant amount of times for anything major to happen to you.
I could kind of understand that because, like, if your internet, you know, just goes down,
yeah, I mean,
then you don't want to be punished for that. Like, oh man, my internet went down. You can't. Yeah. But if you do it a couple of times,
there's legitimate reasons for a match to come up. But you got to admit, it's a little suspicious that it went down just as you lost.
Yeah.
So so we had that. So I had that going. Had those two games going for me this week.
Yeah, and I know what else. Well, you said Elite Dangerous Splinter or Splinter Cell. By the way, there's a Splinter Cell sale on Steam. It's just fun to say Splinter Cell sale.
Splinter Cell sale?
A sale
on
Splinter Cell.
It's a sale on Splinter Cell.
Try it, Scott.
On Steam.
A sale on Splinter Cell?
Splinter Cell. But anyway, you played Assassin's Creed.
I did.
You played Elite Dangerous, and you played Sniper Elite 4.
Yes, I concur with all that.
Yeah. Destiny, just today, I got my alt up to 50, level 50.
Okay.
So now...
So that's the new level cap?
Well, that's the new level cap, yes. That's not
but
the light
you
level.
Have, no, then you have the light level
right,
cap.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've just been working on the alt, just, you know, here we go. Random, who's in the chat room there as well, he and I were working on our alts. We ran through the story again on our second characters, and he got his up to 50 just recently, and then I got mine up to 50 today, so we can now start tackling the... all the other stuff on two characters and, you know, progress a little bit faster. Although we're not very far from hitting the cap. I'm at 583 or 584.
You said the cap was 600, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 600 cap.
So, I mean, I'm not far from hitting the cap on the light level. Mm-hmm. So,
and seeing Lethal Migraine in the chat room talking about Hitman Sniper Assassin makes me want to go play that some more.
I'd like to Sniper Assassin, though.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. The one map you just snipe and the.
Is it just one map?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just one map. I don't think they've added any other maps yet. I think they will when the game is finally released.
You weren't here, but earlier on he mentioned he was playing that, and I said, I think I played that on my iPad. Am I remembering that
they
right?
They had one for the Sniper Challenge came out for Absolution.
Uh-huh.
So they had one a long time ago. Then they had a mobile version of the Sniper Challenge.
That's also the one I think I'm playing.
Yeah. So it's in that vein.
And it seems to be the same map each and every time. It's just like, here's a guy that you got to kill.
Or here's some different challenges that you can
now,
do
Now, here's
to get
a
that.
Guy you got to kill, but you need to kill these four other guys first and then kill this guy. And then, you know, it just seems
The one map for Hitman 2 that I know that they released. I don't think they have a second map for it yet, but it's, you know, a wedding event, and you have three targets, you know, three primary targets, then you have, like, their bodyguards, and so, like, one of the challenges to, you know, get rid of the bodyguards, then the primary targets, or take out the primary targets in this way, or hide the bodies, you know, so they have all these different challenges that you could do, you know, shoot some, there's, like, some birds that fly around, you could shoot the birds, there's some pots you could destroy, shoot the pot, you know.
Okay.
And as you progress through and you do the different challenges, you get more experience, and then you could get better weapons, more bullets, upgrades to your sniper rifle, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, just one map in Austria. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, some more levels for that. I'm looking forward to Hitman 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We could, yeah, we can take a break here, and then when we come back, we can finish it up. Because there's a lot of new stuff here that it's going to go by very, very quick. It wasn't like a heavy news week or anything, but we will talk about it. So, going to go to a break here. This is a track from a much-beloved game that is not a horror game or a scary game or even kind of a Halloween game. It just happens to have a level that takes place in a Transylvanian castle that has nothing scary at all about it. You fight off some mummies.
DuckTales.
I think you fight off some ghosts. And then at the end, you fight whoever lives there, and I can't remember who it is that actually lives there, but it's a vampire. But it is from DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Transylvania level from DuckTales Remastered. So
was that Magic Dispel?
I can't remember if it was her or not, because I want to say I think it is her, but then you have to play it again at the end, and it is... whatever the Count Duckula or whatever, he's a vampire.
Oh yeah,
got fangs come out of his bill.
The green, the green duck.
Yeah.
So I remember that cartoon.
You have to fight him. So you have to play the thing twice. Anyway, this is it. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. I think there's some dubstep
now,
in this.
Is this the remake or the original?
It's the remake.
Okay.
Remix.
It is. It is. Anyway, we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from a game called The Lost Crown. I think the subtitle on this is The Lost Crown, a ghost hunting thing. Adventure, maybe it says that? I can't remember.
This isn't very energetic music.
You're not going to find that.
No.
Yeah, it's called The Lost Crown, a ghost hunting adventure. When did this come out? I'm looking here. This came out in 2008. It's a British graphic adventure video game released in 2008. It's the third full title to be written and developed by the author of Darkfall, The Journal, and Darkfall 2, Lights Out. Interesting. Had a lot of good things said about it in the comments of this YouTube video for it. Once again, our music is brought to you by Quality Comics, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, 500 Eastern Boulevard. They just celebrated their year anniversary, and I believe that sale is still going on today. Did you get some Star Wars stuff yesterday?
I did not.
Okay. I remember he said he had some Star Wars stuff for you.
He did, but we in the mad rush of everything, I didn't.
Yeah. Check him out online at qualitycomics.com. That is comics with an X, C-O-M-I-X, and also Facebook at Montgomery Quality Comics as well. They are the South's largest vintage comic dealer. Brent, Jason, Lee, and all the guys over there can help you out with whatever you might be looking for. They've got an eBay store as well. You can call them at 272-1787. It isn't just comic books. They've got sports cards. They have got figures and statues and all sorts of like memorabilia stuff. It's a fantastic store. Give it a look if you're over by the Eastern Boulevard. Check them out. Like I said, they still got their anniversary sale going on today as well. So let's go to the phones and talk to Chris. He called back because he had called in earlier to talk to you about, talk to you, Matt.
Okay.
I believe it was about Fallout, correct?
Yes, Matt. I'm in the beta for Fallout 76, and for PlayStation and PC, it comes out at the end of the month on the 30th. Are you interested in getting your hands on it to see, or are you really still don't care?
I'm still in the wait-and-see mode to see how they handle, like, the, you know, what they're trying to go for, like, a somewhat of a cross between massive multiplayer and, you know, I'm still waiting to see.
Well, they also have some gameplay footage that other people that were invited to their studios got some experience on it with that, so you could might look into that a little bit, too. So I did see some stuff like that on there.
Yeah, I was saying Leonard came by, Leonard Whelan, who brought us all that stuff that time for the Extra Life benefit and everything else. He came by to pick up a prize the other day, and I happened to answer the door to get him the prize and stuff, and he was asking me about Fallout 76, you know, and I said, if anybody's interested, Matt is not, but if anybody was going to be, it would be Matt, but he is not interested in that. Leonard said he was enjoying watching all the streams. He was really looking forward to it. So, you know, one of those things. I know.
It depends on how they handle the multiplayer. I like Fallout not for interacting with other humans. That's not what I enjoy about it. I like Fallout not for building up, you know, my little town with knickknacks and defenses and walls. And that's not why I played Fallout, you know?
I like that part.
That was one of my least favorite parts about 4. Mm.
Yeah.
Some people love it, and that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my jam. I get why. I mean, it takes time.
So much time.
And effort
so
and
much,
grinding yes. to get enough stuff or mods to get all the stuff that you need mods, to get to build up a decent settlement. Yeah. I mean, in my case, there were some settlements. I'm like, I'm not going to give too much of a care about this because I don't really have much to work with.
Yeah.
I think there was one in the eastern part of the map. I think it was a former ranger station, some national park or forest or whatever.
Okay.
And I couldn't get to how I wanted it to be. I mean, clearing out everything I could, but I still couldn't get a decent way to get to the second floor or things like that. And it was just a mess logistically trying to get that thing set up. So I just like got the bare minimum for that settlement and got it up and running so someone could come to it, and then went off into other places like that.
But I did like
the part where I could build and logistically build a good settlement on some locations.
But the idea for me of, you know, from what I know about Fallout 76 so far is, you know, like taking the time, building up that stuff just to have some random, you know, person on the internet drop a nuke on you and blow everything up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Folks are going to
grief.
Player griefing is going to ruin it for a lot of folks.
If that's what they do. I mean, if they could make it where you don't have to interact with people, you could like have an online portion or you don't have to be online, then maybe, yeah, then I might be more interested.
A solo mode, yeah.
But, yeah, just the chance of like someone who I don't know affecting my game negatively like that, that, I don't know, that just turns.
I mean, yeah, they're in every game though, aren't they? Griefers,
they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like with a. I don't know if you play Elite Dangerous or not, Chris, but I could play that in a public space, right? Mm-hmm. Where I could go into the public space and just be out there with other captains, whatever, and they can PvP me, you know, where they could interdict me and just shoot me and blow me up, and that would cost me money. I don't do that. I play in a private server with Kevin. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's, you know, shooting at me, it's an NPC.
Yeah.
And, okay, that's fine. That's part of the game. But the idea of just, like, having some, you know, random person with a, you know, really maxed out, you know, capital class ship, you know, blowing me up and, you know, affecting my game and taking money away from me, no, that's different.
Yeah, from one of the things I saw on one of the videos I watched, you know, one of the guys mentioned that, you know, that is going to be an issue and then they were trying to reduce that. And one of the things they said that, you know, they were kind of leveling the player damage, you know, where it wouldn't make it unfair to somebody like it's like level 50 or 60 coming out of newbie. And, and they're trying to stay away from that, from things like that happening, from what I understood.
Because on the internet, you give people a chance to be jerks, and they will not disappoint you at all. You know?
Yeah, I'm interested to see that, which I'll probably find out more about that when that time comes around the end of the month. But
When's it coming out? What, the end of the month?
Yeah, well, the beta is coming out at the end of the month on the 30th on Tuesday, and then
okay,
I mean, so that's like right out of a month before, because
is the game November?
I think it's at the end of November.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I find out more information that maybe sway my opinion between now and then, that might be a thing. But as of now, I'm definitely not picking up on launch.
All right.
Well, Chris, we appreciate calling back, man.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. We all have a good afternoon. Enjoy this nice weather we're having, right?
Yep.
I'm going to enjoy it by staying inside and playing video games.
If only it'll get colder. I'll enjoy it then.
Let's go back to the phones, talk to Lee. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going over at the shop?
It's going pretty good. Yeah. Got cleaned up from yesterday. Had a little bit of a madhouse for a minute. Matt was the star of the show, him and Captain America.
Nice. Did you take a lot of pictures here, Matt? Did you get a lot of pictures taken of you with the kids?
Taken, yeah.
Nice. Good job.
It's funny because after he left, I don't know, another flock of people showed up that heard that there were stormtroopers and Captain America down here looking for pictures. I was like, he just left, so you were a bigger buzz than you knew you were going
to
be.
If I didn't have to be at work this morning, then I would have stayed later.
Mm.
But, you know, adulting sometimes just gets in the way of fun.
Well, we really appreciate you coming out and staying as late as you did. I know
I had
it was
a great
crazy.
Time.
That's awesome. We've got a lot of those toys left over on our clearance, so they're all 75% off, and there's a ton of Star Wars in here, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got an Air Hog speeder bike with your name on it.
What time do you close tonight,
man?
We are closing at 7, we got a little over an hour left?
Yeah, you get an hour.
We're open.
We
do have some left. We're open tomorrow from 12 to 5, and everything will still be on clearance. So,
I mean, it's right down the road from the station here. So, you know,
you want to swing by? You want to swing by for a second trip, Matt?
I'll have to think about.
Did you pick up your pull list for this week?
I didn't get to pull it yet.
All right,
but like I said, they're open till 7, so I got time.
Yeah.
You got time, man.
Yeah, I got time.
When I get off of work, I like to, as soon as I can, get into like more comfortable non-work clothes. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
get a little loose.
Yeah, because I've been in these work clothes all day.
But you've already, I was going to say, already spent an extra 2 hours now and just hit by on the way. I don't even know if they're on the way home, but hit by over the way over there, so.
Well, I don't think people realize what he goes through to put on that stormtrooper costume either. And
you kind of saw that, didn't you?
He is really wrapped up.
You need, for that one, you need a second person.
I've seen it. It is effort. I mean, heck, you got the fan vents in that thing to keep yourself from passing out from heat, heat in that thing,
Yeah, right. No, that's definitely, you need someone to help you.
Can you get bigger fans than that thing?
I can, but I mean, like, the problem is, like, space inside of a helmet for bigger fans and a battery
pack. You need a backpack. You need a big backpack. You can put, like, an 18-inch fan on, you know, make the backpack into, like, a rocket launcher, have the fan blowing all up in your suit.
If unfortunately, that would not go, I mean, that's not part of the costume reference library.
No.
So,
no, yeah. You'd be breaking the rules on that one.
Accuracy more important than comfort.
Right. Yeah. But, hey, I wanted to thank you guys.
That's the Empire.
Yeah.
We had several folks mention that they heard us on the radio promoting the event, and they heard
us
on in-game chat and the Joey Clark show. So.
And, nice. I think one guy was talking about Greg's show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yep, yeah. Greg's. So we had, I think, 7 or 8 people literally yesterday. And we nobody has told us over the last, 3 weeks since we've been promoting with you guys. And then we get 7 in one day. So it was really, really good to hear. And we appreciate what Blue Water and what you guys, whatever all your shows are doing for
You've
us.
Legitimized us. Really. Thank you so much.
I've done my good deed then.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Appreciate
much obliged.
Well, hey, I want to be sure I called in and thanked you guys.
Yeah, no, what's right. next on the calendar for you guys?
Well, we're going to be at Gump City Con next weekend, which is sponsored in part, I think, by GT South. Yep. And I forget who else is involved with that one.
I'll be there.
And we sent the Rick and Morty crew down to GT South last night so they can get some pictures for the con, but they can't be at the con. But so we got that going, and then the week after that is Halloween Comic Fest. We got a lot of hundreds of free comics to give away. So it's a good time to come in, just pick up some new issues, see what the art's going to be like, and catch the atmosphere. We'll have more stuff on sale. Hunter Haney is our magic guy. He'll be doing the tournaments. He's got a tournament going at the Gump City Con, too. So if you're going to be into magic, I don't know if he's doing the drafting or the modern. I'm not up on all that stuff, but we're bringing packs and boxes, so we got stuff going on. But I think it's going to be draft because he is taking all that. So if you're a gamer, it'd be worth the trip down there. So
right.
Got a lot of stuff going on, man.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Lee.
Well, thank you guys so much. We'll holler at you soon.
All right, dude. All right. To you later.
Take it now. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Quality Comics over in the Eastern Boulevard. Like I said, they close at 7 tonight, so head on over there and enjoy the last of their anniversary sale that they've got going on today. So I wanted to hit some really quick little things here from the news that we had this week. Blizzard now has issued a statement regarding cross-platform play for Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm.
It appears Blizzard isn't actively working on Diablo 3 cross-platform play at present. There are no plans to... While we love the idea of bringing our players together across platforms, we do not have any plans to implement cross-platform gameplay for Diablo at this time. Earlier, it had been reported that Blizzard representative said that cross-platform with Diablo 3 Eternal Collection was a matter of when, not if... It went on to say that the studio was actively working with partners at Sony and Microsoft to enable the feature, but apparently that is not the case, and hopefully that will change, because if Blizzard can do it, that's also part of Activision Blizzard, which is also a part of Bungie, which, I don't need cross-play from a Destiny, I just need cross-saves. That's all I want. So I can fire up my PS4 and play with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. Even if I have to rebuy Forsaken again, which, by the way,
is that dropping?
Huh?
Will that be dropping?
Forsaken will be dropping in price for Black Friday. I can almost promise you. I don't know exactly how much, but it'll see a discount.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is that Bungie announced this week that when you buy Forsaken, you will get the previous two DLC packs for free, Warmind and Osiris, the whatever that was. You'll get those two DLC packs.
Call of Osiris?
Yeah, you'll get those two DLC packs for free. If you had already purchased those and are playing Forsaken now, you're going to get some free stuff come December in the way of a free shader that's only obtainable through this, a free emblem that is only obtainable through having purchased Forsaken already, and two different exotic emotes, I think is what it's called. I mean, they're called emotes, but... I think they're exotic. The gold ones. The yellow ones. Whatever. Yeah. So you get two of those
fancy ones
for free. But you have to have bought Forsaken and played the game. You know, put your character on the new map, Tangled Shore, by October the 16th, which is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So If that is of interest in you, some people it's not. That is perfectly fine. It doesn't matter for me because I had already bought it and I played it, so I get it regardless. Just letting you know. There was something that a lot of people haven't talked about, or at least haven't made reference to it. Plenty of people have put their hands on Red Dead Redemption 2, but nobody mentioned this rather neat feature that you won't see in the game unless you do something specific.
Okay.
If you're playing the game and you have the mini-map up, whatever, it's going to be fine, just like any other game. But if you turn your mini-map off, the instructions that you get from your characters will include directions.
Huh.
So when they talk to you, they'll tell you where to go. Like, go out past whatever, turn at the oak tree thing or whatever. They'll give you in-game directions on how to get there. To the location.
I might have to try that.
Try to use a sense of direction.
Yeah. With Assassin's Creed Odyssey, you could do it normal or explorer mode. And in explorer mode, they like really limit the amount of icons on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more, you know, you have to find things.
So, Scott, is it like, are they going by landmarks? Or would they tell you something like you have to go east about 2 miles east?
100 paces.
Hang on, there's an update to this that I did not know about.
Okay.
Let me read this real quick.
Okay. Past the old burnt down house that old Clem used to have.
Which one?
Yeah.
So you said the explore mode in Assassin's Creed is like that? Just you have to find it?
Yeah, well, because sometimes, like, when you're in the game world, you know, you could see a little, you know, question mark over here, like, oh, I need to go that way or whatever. It could, you know, it's not as obvious, you know. So you do have the compass up at the top, and it does sort of, you know, let you know, there are stuff around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's more exploration-based.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it that way. I'm playing it that way so far.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole write-up on this thing, a preview that was done. And there's one where there are a number of ways to interact with your horse. If you strap a kill to its back, mm-hmm. you better wash that blood off once you sell the meat. Otherwise, you'll attract predators.
Oh, really?
Oh, Cougar Man comes back.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice little feature. If you don't wash the blood off, Cougar Man makes another appearance.
Huh.
That's something you don't even think about. You don't even think about, really, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. You want your horse to perform its best. It needs food and love. The more you interact with it, the better your bond becomes. With a better bond, you can even partake in some dressage. You can also whistle to your horse from greater distances. Your horse won't teleport to you like in most games. It has to manually make its way to you. And your horse can die permanently.
Oh, no.
If you fatally injured your horse, you can revive it with a special kit. If you don't have the kit, you might have to trek into town to get one before your horse bleeds out. Everything in Red Dead Redemption 2's world is built to fold into some other system, creating emergent moments where the world... When you walk into your base camp, which moves around the environment as the story progresses, your gang members talk to you there as well. They don't wait for a specific story moment to activate. They react to you like any other NPC, perhaps complaining that you came into camp smelling of horse
manure
crap. Or kicking off because the camp is low on food supplies. Engage with their needs and you get rewarded for it, but it's completely optional and just another touch that makes the world feel alive.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that kit thing you mentioned. Like, how much time do you have to get this kit if you don't have one? Because you say the horse is bleeding out.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know how much.
Yeah. I don't see you having a lot of time to go into town to pick up a kit if your horse is bleeding out.
Let's see. We're admiring the bit of procedural animation. A deer skits by. We pull out our rifle, aim, and tag it in the side. It limps off wounded. We track it down, finish it off, hop up our horse, and interact with the creature to skin it. We walk back to throw it over our shoulder for trying. Once the meat and pelt are sold, we make our way to the general store for author breaks into song embodied by the rum. Okay, he's been drinking.
There's got to be some drunken effects in this
game. Yeah, right?
Yep.
I'm just looking at the...
You may have that scene like out of Young Guns. What was that stuff called? Peyote? Yeah. That stuff that Lou Diamond Phillips made for the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The snow, my demo begins with an early mission.
Psilocybin, I think, is the active. Anyways.
I don't know. From what I'm reading here, it's, according to Red Dead News, if you turn the mini-map off, NPCs will step in to help you navigate your way across the map, referring to routes and landmarks in your conversation with them. But if you have the mini-map on, the dialogue will be bereft of these useful tips.
Hmm.
This comes from a Belgian magazine. So that's interesting. Anyway. So that's one. Let's see. The other thing was Walking Dead. The Walking Dead final season will actually get finished. The Skybound Games company that is Robert Kirkman's company will complete the last two episodes.
Okay.
Kirkman, the creator of the original Walking Dead comic series, brought it up at a panel at New York Comic Con. We've successfully negotiated with Telltale Games for our company Skybound to come in and see season four of the Telltale game to completion. They suggest that some of Telltale's former staff will be working on it, perhaps a slight silver lining for employees. Skybound will work with members of the original Telltale team to finish the story in a way the fans deserve. They will continue to update fans on the status of the game on Skybound.com, Twitter, and Facebook. There's that one. Also this week, Hitman 2 was announced that there is a multiplayer mode.
Yeah.
Something called Ghost Mode. In it, you're trying to take out the random target flagged on your HUD before the other player does it without being caught. The first to five silent kills wins. There are a couple of twists to this, though. The two timelines can interact with each other through an item called a ghost coin. Since you can see what the other player is up to in-game at all times, you can make a guard in their timeline move elsewhere using this coin, which might screw up an attempt to get a perfect kill. There's also an item crate system. Removing a weapon from a crate means the other player won't have access to it, so maybe it pays to find one of these earlier in the game and narrow your rival's options. That's interesting. What else do we have here? The Nielsen survey has Spider-Man at the top of the anticipated holiday video game releases.
All right.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is in second, and Smash Ultimate Edition is in third. So that's what we've got here. Yeah. Let's see. Multi-platform. Yeah, look at that. Okay. I have to click on that and see the full list, and I might keep that for next week. Assassin's Creed Odyssey has the franchise's best launch sales of this generation.
Good.
So Odyssey has done wonderful. That's only going to increase whenever they do a discount here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
EA has announced a Command & Conquer Anniversary remaster.
Ooh.
The studio has plans for the series' fast approaching 25th anniversary.
Stop.
Huh?
Stop that.
Stop telling you how old it is?
Stop. Oh, man.
We've been exploring some exciting ideas regarding remastering the classic PC games, and we've already got the ball rolling on our first efforts.
25th anniversary.
25 years of Command & Conquer.
Oh.
Mm. Yep. Let's see. Most anticipated holiday games of 2018. When you look at the multi-platform, it's Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2 comes in at number 2.
Yeah.
Battlefield 5 at number 3.
Oh.
Fallout 76 at number 4. Assassin's Creed Odyssey at number 5. FIFA 19, NBA 2K19, NBA Live 19. Those are your next three, yeah. Shadow of the Tomb Raider's in there.
Okay.
Hitman 2 and WWE 2K19. For the PS4, Spider-Man's on the top of the list. These are exclusives. For the Xbox One, Forza Horizon 4 is at the top of the list. And for Switch, it is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Super Mario Party.
I hear that's doing well.
Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee are the next two in that list.
I hear the Smash, the Mario Party is doing well.
I've heard good things about it, yeah.
Like it's more of a return to original Mario Party-ness?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah. So anyway, that's probably going to wrap it up for us, as it is about that time to go. Might be trying the raid tonight in Destiny. I know Random is going to be trying to do that. He says he's going to try and do it after the show. It'll be long after the show before I can get back on to play after this video thing, after I edit all the video footage and get it to render and done. So it'll be later tonight before I can hop on and do anything. So
yeah, it's going to be a minute.
You said you can wait for a few. By a few, do you mean hours? Because that's how long it's going to be, man. It's going to be... you're working on your third character now? Well, you're going to have to run the story with me when I get to my third, man. You have to run it. You have to run all that back through me, because that'll be the fastest way for me to do it, is if you run it with me. Yeah, it's going to be a while, man. It'll be like 10 o'clock my time before I can get on, maybe 9:30. But that's like 10:30, 11 o'clock your time. So, yeah, I know. He's talking to me in the chat room.
Yeah.
Matt, I wish you'd get back into Destiny. RJ, I know you got your PC ready to go here for the most part.
I'm still trying to deal with Windows 10. I've been on 7 for like ever. Now I'm trying to figure out stuff in 10. Like I said, I'm gonna need that 10 for Dummies book or something, because I'm just playing it by ear at this point.
It's getting chilly in here.
Well, that's okay, because we're about to leave. I want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room, and everybody listening on the stream and on the radio as well. Thanks everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or ever get our show for later use. We do appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. And you can join us on Twitter, Facebook. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can also subscribe to our Twitch channel that you might be watching right now. If you're on Steam, we got a Steam group you can join up with over there, play games with us and other listeners. We've got a Discord as well. The clan is going fantastic in Destiny 2. We crossed into level 4. It's been fantastic. I only see a lot of people on for PC, because that's all the people I've been adding.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of spam ad, but yeah. So, have a great week, everybody, and we will see you next Saturday. This comes from a game called Unforgiving, a Northern Hymn. I don't know what the name of this track is, but it's chase music, so we'll see you next week.